crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet.
Hello, how's it going?
Carp high, it's going really well, actually. How are you?
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I'm furious right now just because I found out about that Bruce Springsteen and Obama podcast.
I knew this was going to translate on air when you said this before.
And people out there can decide whether I don't like Bruce Springsteen or Obama or both.
I just don't know what they talk about.
Drone strikes.
Anyway,
today we're talking about hello and goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm going to cry.
See you later, not goodbye.
It is see you later. So I thought I would look into different kinds of hellos and goodbyes and what they mean.
Awesome.
Now, what do you want to start with?
Should we start with hello? It's a very easy one, surely.
Well, yes. How old do you think hello is? Did I ask you this yesterday?
Yeah, you asked me this yesterday.
Oh, I revealed my hand.
But I will stand by what I said yesterday, which I believe surely that's the first word you come up with.
No.
You'd think so.
It's so new. Shockingly
But what
new.
Did people say to each other otherwise?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But hello, essentially, it started out a couple of few hundred years ago as essentially like oi.
Oi.
It comes from Dutch, hoi.
Hoi.
Which you used to is like hello in Dutch now, but it used to like you'd shout it from a boat at someone. You'd be like, oi. Hello!
So
it
was
hello there! It was like to get attention or you know, kind of like hello, what's all this?
And that's funny because that kind of ties in with the sailing talk, doesn't it?
It does tie in with the sailing talk.
Knew it.
But so it started out as just an exclamation.
Okay, right.
Then when the telephone gets invented, and if you'll recall your telephone history, it gets invented by two people at the same time.
I forgot that. That is a fact I remember learning at primary school, and it's just vacated my head until right now. Great fact.
Yeah, good fact. So both of the inventors of the telephone, this is in like the mid-19th century, like the 1860s-ish. I could have written down more dates, but it's nice to go off the cuff. There's Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell, and they both have competing things of what they want you to say when you pick up the phone.
That's right.
So Alexander Graham Bell is like, obviously, it should be ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ahoy.
Which is a more familiar nautical term, right?
Yeah.
That's like, hey, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, sailor.
Yeah. And if you are a Simpsons fan, you'll notice that that is how Mr. Burns answers the phone. He says ahoy, hoy.
Oh my god!
And it's because they're all huge nerds on The Simpsons, and most of their jokes are like obscure historical references.
Love that.
But Thomas Edison is like, nah, 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 none of that. Hello!
So he just invented it?
No, he took it from the sailing thing as well. So he's like, it shouldn't be the hey sailing thing. It should be the what's all this then sailing thing.
Oh, so the what's all this then sailing thing was hello.
It was more of a hello than a hello.
Hello?
But like with a U?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I like it when people say that.
Hello.
Hello.
And so telephones go around. They publish this guide to the telephone, and at the start of the guide to the telephone it's like, make sure when you pick up the phone you say hello. So that they know that you've received the call.
So this was like them trying to give you walkie-talkie instructions, like when you have to say over and then
over
and out. It was
exactly that. You pick up the phone and you go hello because you've received the thing, and you're like, hey, what's, you know, letting you know you can hear me. And then it just caught on, and hi is a derivative of that.
There we go.
Someone's texted in a fascinating point. They've said, if two boats are passing at sea, it would be quite hard to ignore the other boat, even without a ahoy.
Yeah.
I cannot see you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely hard to ignore. It's more of a like, oi.
Yeah, yeah. Oi.
And it would have been interesting if oi had been the thing. I think it very well could have been if you know, someone else had invented the telephone.
Oi, oi, saveloy.
All right, next up. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, I'm always like, oh, everyone knows this, and then it turns out I'm just a loser. So goodbye is a contraction of a phrase.
Okay.
Do we know what the phrase is?
No idea.
No.
So in the kind of the end of the 16th century, this phrase gets kind of mushed into this word, and that's where, that's how, what goodbye is. It's God be with you.
What? I did not know. I did not know
So you would be like, oh, I'm off. God be with you.
God be
so
with you.
So every time we say goodbye.
Yeah, we're saying God be.
Damn, I feel like my brain's going.
I thought it was like a goodbye, you know? Like
you have a goodbye, Jess.
You have a goodbye. Well, yeah. See, that it's like ages and ages ago we talked about false splitting and stuff.
Yeah.
And there is a tendency to shift things into more like familiar. So people would have been saying like God be in their like weird pre-vowship stuff.
Yeah.
And then people would have kind of like adjusted it to the more comfortable in your throat.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Interesting. And then shortened it to just bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's great. What else have you got for hellos and goodbyes, greetings and farewells?
So, I mean, there is farewell, which that one's fairly self-explanatory.
Does that just mean like,
and that
go
one's
farewell.
Very old. Like faring, like going,
yeah.
You know. Do it good.
Do it good.
Have a good one. But welcome.
Yeah, tell us about welcome.
I was shocked because I thought that was like the same. I had assumed that was the same thing.
Come well.
It was, yeah. But it's not. It's not at all. So the well bit is originally a will. So this is like an old English word. And the will, like willa, is like, I don't know why I'm making it Welsh. It's like will. It's like want, desire.
Oh, okay.
And Kuma or Kuman is like guest. Someone who's like arrived and who's staying is like your Kuma is your guest.
So putting that together, you've got.
So it's like your desired guest. You're like.
So you're not saying like an action, like you're welcome or like you're. It's
No,
it's,
you're like recognizing you're them recognizing as someone who you want to be here and have arrived and be hanging out with you.
That's actually quite nice.
It's really
lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Yeah.
I might use that more.
Welcome. Will Kuhlman.
It's very beautiful. And so kind of before hello, you get a lot of like good morning, good
sup?
Evening. You get a lot of how are you as a greeting.
Oh, that's nice.
In Shakespeare, you have people just going how.
How.
There's a bit where someone says how, sweet queen.
And is that a shortening of how are you?
In Hamlet. It's just
oi.
No, it's just how as a question. So the history how used to have more kind of like a what's this thing like?
Yeah.
And you didn't necessarily need to be more specific than that. So you could be like, how, Tess? And you'd be like, extremely well.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I'd get that if you came in here and said that.
Or you'd be like, how, this drink bottle? And you'd be like, it's all right.
It's actually fantastic.
It's a really good one.
It's a good one.
So you get one thing that I stumbled upon is a phrase that people used to use to describe like a jolly, like a hearty and congenial person.
Yeah.
And they would describe them as a hail fellow well met.
A hail fellow well met.
Which is just like a combination of a couple of very jolly greetings. So hail is just like health. It comes from Old Norse. Just means like good luck.
Good health.
Do well. Good one. Oh, hail.
Hail. Have a good time.
If someone said to you as you were leaving work, hail, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, I feel like I would. It's more of a hello than a goodbye, I think.
Okay,
but,
so
you know.
It's a greeting, not a.
Goodbye.
Goodbying. What's the opposite for
never
a greeting?
Heard that one.
Or does a goodbye count as a greeting as well? If someone's not arriving.
I think so.
I think it possibly does.
Someone's texted in howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy's really good.
Do That's we know the origins of howdy?
That must be from hello. Surely.
I think howdy is from how do.
How do?
How do you do? Howdy.
Howdy.
But that is unconfirmed. But yeah, if you. Next time you hang out with some like jolly dude, you can be like, oh, he's a bit of a hail fellow well met, you know?
Bit of a hail fellow well met, that old Tess. I'm not sure.
Oh, what's your uncle like? Oh, he's a right hail fellow, well met.
Crikey, there's a mouthful. Have you got any other choice ones for us before we say kakite?
I mean,
hey, you see what I did there?
I like that a lot.
Thanks.
I mean, I think those are the interesting ones. If anyone wants to know more about, there's like lots.
Yeah.
And so I just decided to focus on
5395. Text in your favorite greetings or your favorite get out of here's.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with Wes Hale, which is like the old English what we used to say. And
Wes
that was
Hale.
And that was goodbye and hello.
And what does it come from? Just Wes Hale.
It's like be well.
Be well.
Yeah.
Wes Hale.
Like hail is like wellness. So it's like be good.
Hey,
like,
Amelia.
Wes Hale.
Wes Hale.
Wes Hale. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.